And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of Henrik Ibsen, considered the founder of modern prose drama, born in Skien, a little coastal village in southern Norway, in 1828. The family was prosperous, the father was a merchant, but when the boy was 8, their finances collapsed. They had to move out of their great estate into a rundown farmhouse. Their friends, their old acquaintances deserted them. They felt like outcasts. The father responded by becoming more and more tyrannical. The mother fell into depression. And Ibsen spent his teenage years a lonely, introverted child. At age 16, he left home. He cut off all communication with his family for the next several decades. Fathered an illegitimate child by a young servant girl, and wrote some journalism to bring in income. Also wrote 2 plays, became the artistic director of a new Norwegian theater, staged dozens of plays. The theater went bankrupt after about 5 years, during which time Ibsen started to write his own plays, though they failed to attract much attention. And in great discouragement, he left Norway and sent himself into voluntary exile for 27 years. He went to Rome, where he began a very productive streak of playwriting. 1866, he wrote Brandt, and 1867, he wrote Peer Gynt. Moved to Germany, settled in Munich, and then in Dresden. 1877, wrote his play Pillars of Society. Moved back to Rome, where in 1879, he wrote A Doll's House, which brought him great fame and great controversy, a play about Nora, who decides she will not submit to her husband's will, and she leaves him. And it's the birthday of the Roman poet Ovid, Publius Ovidius Naso, born in what is now Sulmona, Italy, in 43 BC, who quickly gained fame for his love poems, the Amores, wrote his masterpiece, The Metamorphoses, Stories of Love and Transformation. And then for no known reason, he was exiled to an outpost on the Black Sea on the edge of the empire and never returned to Rome, the city that he loved. Here's a poem for today by James Tate entitled The Loon. A loon woke me this morning. It was like waking up in another world. I had no idea what was expected of me. I waited for instructions. Someone called and asked me if I wanted a free trip to Florida. I said, sure, can I go today? A man in a uniform picked me up in a limousine, and the next thing I know, I'm being chased by an alligator across a parking lot. A crowd gathers and cheers me on. Of course, none of this really happened. I'm still sleeping. I don't want to go to work. I want to know what the loon is saying. It sounds like ecstasy tinged with unfathomable terror. One thing is certain, at least they are not speaking of tax shelters. The phone rings. It's my boss. She says, where are you? I say, I don't know. I don't recognize my surroundings. I think I've been kidnapped. If they make demands of you, don't give in. That's my professional advice. Just then, the loon let out a tremendous looping, soaring, swirling, quadruple whoop. My God, are you all right? My boss said. In case we do not meet again, I want you to know that I've always loved you, Agnes, I said. What? She said. What are you saying? Goodbye, my darling. Try to remember me as your ever loyal servant, I said. Did you say you loved me? She said. I said yes, and hung up. I tried to go back to sleep, but the idea of being kidnapped had me quite worked up. I looked in the mirror for signs of torture. Every time the loon cried, I screamed and contorted my face in agony. They were going to cut off my head and place it on a stake. I overheard them talking. They seemed like very reasonable men, even, one might say, likable. A poem titled The Loon by James Tate from his collection Return to the City of White Donkeys, published by Echo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm and produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.